Hello, this is Jermaine. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man who comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and graced for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Let us together look at this section of Scripture. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was in existence before the creation of the universe. He was from everlasting, from eternity. And the Word was with God. John chapter 1, verse 1. The Word was with God in the sense of fellowship, communion, as one person with another. And the Word was God. John chapter 1, verse 1. It does not state that the Word was a God, such as in pagan polytheism. It does not state that the Word was the God, the Father. However, it does clearly state that the Word was God. The Word was deity, Godhood. We read in the 33rd Psalm, verse 6, By the word of the Lord the heavens were made. In John chapter 1, verse 2, we read, He was in the beginning with God. John chapter 1, verse 2. From this we learn that the Word is He, a person. He was in the beginning with God. Next, in John chapter 1, verse 3, we are told, All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. John chapter 1, verse 3. God the Father created all things through Him, through the Word. The Word was not created. He did not make Himself. He is eternal, from everlasting. Those who teach that the Word was created are clearly wrong. As we read, without Him nothing was made that was made. John chapter 1, verse 3. And also in the 33rd Psalm, verse 6, By the word of the Lord the heavens were made. The Word is called He and Him. The Word is a person. The Word was God. The Word is deity, Godhood. The Word is not a created angel or archangel. Listen to Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things. And in him all things consist. Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. Listen to John chapter 1, verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Yes, physical life was created by the Word in the beginning. There is also spiritual life that comes from the Word. You can be alive physically, but dead spiritually in your sins and trespasses, separated from Almighty God. In the Word is spiritual life and eternal life. If you want life, spiritual life, and eternal life, you need to seek Him, the Word. He is the source of all life. He is the light of men. Listen to John chapter 1, verse 5. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it, and the darkness did not apprehend it. John chapter 1, verse 5. The Word is the light. Are you living in spiritual darkness? Would you live in the light? You can. Or do you prefer darkness, evil, sin, and wickedness? I hope not. John the Baptist was sent by God to bear witness of the light, as was foretold in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 through 5, and Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. John the Baptist did bear witness of the light publicly, and all of Israel at that time knew about the preaching of John the Baptist. He bore witness of the light, Messiah, that all through him might believe. Some did believe. Some people in Israel did repent, but many did not. How sad. Concerning the Word, we read that was the true light, which gives light to every man who comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. John chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Yes, the world did not know the Word, the light. The world turned to idolatry. They refused to have God in their knowledge. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. Many people today refuse to have God in their knowledge, worshiping Mother Nature and other idols. But the Word has come to give light to every man. He is the light for you. We read that he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. John chapter 1, verse 11. Yes, Messiah came to his own chosen people, Israel. Some, however, did receive him. The first Christians were Jews. Will you receive him? Will you believe in his name? Listen to John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. John chapter 1, verse 12. When you come to believe in the true light, the Word, Messiah, in his name, Jesus, Yeshua, then you will be given the right to become a child of God. Faith does not make you a child of God, but gives you the right to become a child of God. Hearing the Word of God, the good news produces faith within you. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. The seed is planted in your heart. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. You will be begotten, born of the Father. Listen to John chapter 1, verse 13. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John chapter 1, verse 13. Who is the Word? Who is the light? Listen to John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1, verse 14. Yes, the Word became flesh and dwelt among the people of Israel. The Word dwelt in a human body, which was begotten by the Father through the Holy Spirit. He is the Savior, Jesus the Messiah. The apostles, the people of Israel, beheld his glory, full of grace and truth. He came from heaven and became flesh and was born of woman, a virgin named Mary. Next, let us read John chapter 1, verse 15. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. John chapter 1, verse 15. John the Baptist was a prophet of God. He preached to Israel to repent. He baptized, immersed those who repented in the Jordan River. He told people to believe in Jesus the Messiah, the Word. Jesus the Messiah existed before John. John prepared the people for Messiah, the Lord, Jesus. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Messiah. John chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Yes, Messiah came, and Israel beheld him. The first Christians were Jews. They knew the prophecies about Messiah. They knew Jesus. They believed in him. If those who knew Jesus best believed him to be the fulfillment of the messianic prophecies, how can we do less? We need to believe their eyewitness testimonies that you can read in the New Testament, the New Covenant. It is written in John chapter 1, verse 18, "No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." John chapter 1, verse 18. Yes, the only begotten Son of God, the Messiah, the Word, the Light, has given us the truth. He has declared God to us. Listen to Hebrews chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. "God, who at various times and in different ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high." Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Yes, God has spoken to us by his Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus Messiah is our King, our Lord. He is the express image of the person of God, the express essence of the person of God. He is the essence of God. Put your faith in him. Then you will receive power to become a child of God. Having been begotten of the Father, you can then be born again of the water and the Spirit. John chapter 3, verse 5. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Messiah for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Amen. If you would like a copy of this lesson, or a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, or a free Bible correspondence course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time for Eternal Good News. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh, say. Tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me. Why should we linger and heed not his mercies? mercies for you.